From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. Your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. We're loaded up today. Get ready to listen fast. Our Lone Star story of the day, what is, quote, responsible, end quote, about punishing those not responsible for murder? And don't buy the pro-Second Amendment line from actor McConaughey. He's called directly for giving up our rights on the issue before as a speaker at an anti-Second Amendment rally. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions, truckers and fleet owners. Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. Reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. We've got a Woo Flu update, a little bit on a case involving some doctors in Texas I've had in the stack for a few days, as well as new news out of the CDC on COVID vaccines. Pretty much what we knew. Not only do they not work, it may have the opposite effect. There were early epidemiologists and vaccinologists talking about this, and it seems to be coming true. We've got local sales tax numbers and a ton of other Texas news. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. The comptroller has distributed money back to your local governments, and we'll look at the cities, some of the bigger places in Texas, and give you an idea of what the sales tax numbers were. It was 11.6% more overall than in June of last year, and most of these cities are in way up double-digit year-to-date growth in sales tax numbers, so no need to be adopting any rate other than the no new revenue rate or effective rate or even lower this summer for property taxes. Houston was up 9.5%, San Antonio up over 12.5% in today's report, Dallas up over 17%, Austin up almost 21%, Fort Worth up over 10.5%. Amarillo was up 6.59% in the sales tax collections. Lubbock up 4.4%. By the way, Lubbock's up 14.14% year to date, so no need for property tax increases. Corpus Christi was up 3.7%. Midland was up 31.4%, and they're up 30% year to date. Wow. Abilene was up 9.4%, and before they start talking about setting a tax rate above the no new revenue rate this summer in the city of Abilene, they're up 12.62% year to date over the last year. Lots of new money coming in. San Angelo, interestingly, was down 4.41%, but don't worry, they're still up in the positive year to date. Plainview was up over 5%. Snyder up almost 39% over the same month a year ago in sales tax collection. Sweetwater was up 4.33%. Levelland was down 6.4%. Wichita Falls was up 5.93%. And Lawn, that's right, we picked Lawn out of the list today. Lawn was up 9.31%. That's your sales tax numbers in from the comptroller's office, my friends. Speaking of Abilene, which I was just a moment ago in the sales tax list, the city council tomorrow morning is having a meeting on Thursday the 9th, I believe, having a meeting at the about, and there are a lot of folks who want to talk about these perverted books that are in the county library, and they don't appear to be calling for censorship, despite what people will say. They just shouldn't, if they're going to be there, they certainly shouldn't be in the hands of children. And that's exactly what's happening, according to sources in the key city. City Council, I believe the meeting is tomorrow morning, so you can appear there. The people looking at this said that inappropriate sexual contents currently in the books in the public library, not only were they purchased with taxpayer money, but they were mixed into children's reading sections so that unsuspecting children would pick them up and look at them and parents would know. I believe that completely. Yeah, 8:30 a.m. at the public library in the mall is when this the city council meeting tomorrow, Thursday, the 9th of June, I believe. Jennifer Bell, who's been doing a lot of work on this in contacting conservatives, said the books in the children and juvenile library considers juvenile to be 8 years or older sections of the Abilene Public Library. Not only are these perverted books in the sections, they're featured and highlighted books, meaning the books are placed on special holders on the tops of shelves so that they're very noticeable. They're also featured in reading baskets for story hour at all three branches of the Abilene Library, in which children are encouraged to come early or stay after to read books in the baskets. One book, she says, look, there's a lot of these. She says, I'm not going to go into detail on all of it, but one book in the section featured an entire page of homosexual kissing and refers to it as, quote, so delicious. The same book featured an entire page of drag queens. Another book in the children's section talks about how boys sometimes likes girls and sometimes likes boys, so he will kiss both. This book discusses boys wearing dresses, girls hoping they don't grow breasts, and many other despicable topics. This is only two of the books. Jennifer says, trust me when I tell you I'm saving you, but not going into detail in the other ones. She implores folks to stand up. These books aren't meant to educate, they're meant to indoctrinate. And I believe that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And it's time that people just stand up against this kind of thing. Now, my friends, the Port of Houston has kicked off a $1 billion Houston Ship Channel expansion. They had a huge event to kick off Project 11 to widen and deepen the Houston Ship Channel. More than 200 officials were there for the big kickoff. This is a big deal. The 52-mile ship channel in Houston is one of the most important waterways in the United States, connecting our largest petrochemical complex with global markets. More vessels actually use the Houston Ship Channel than the next three largest ports combined, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and New York, New Jersey. It is massively important to our economy in Texas as well as the country. Project 11 will widen the channel by 170 feet along its Galveston Bay reach, from 530 to 700 feet, and also deepen some upstream segments to 46.5 feet. In 2021, the Port of Houston Authority awarded the first major dredge contract for this project, covering 11.5 miles and widening a major portion of the Galveston Bay reach. They had that big kickoff thing, and that was reported at GCaptain by Mike Schuler. Very important to our economy. Man with gun, knife arrested near Justice Kavanaugh's house. Apparently told police he was there over abortion decision that was leaked and wanted to kill the justice. Apparently he came by taxi. I understand from other reports he's from California. And as one writer pointed out, yeah, thank you mainstream media for continuing to show the front of the justice's house. And the Democrats are defending all kinds of this stuff, saying, well, protest is great. See, it doesn't apply at the Capitol or over the election. But now protest is great. Chuck Schumer says people peacefully protesting is the American way. People protest in front of his home in New York 3 or 4 times a week. Oh, it's okay. The problem is there's a specific federal law about trying to do these kind of things to intimidate or influence judges. And that's against the law. But now, oh, the DOJ wants nothing to do with that. Just like they wouldn't prosecute those people burning churches and buildings and all the other whenever they're on the left side of things. But of course, anybody that even went to the Capitol, even listened to a speech a mile or so away at the Ellipse from the president on January 6th, oh, no, those people, they're all seditionists and terrible, need to be prosecuted. And by the way, you know, the Sutherland Springs shooting, the federal court ruled against the Air Force, the military, for not disclosing the criminal records of this guy that killed everybody. And so thus he was legal to purchase the weapon. Court awarded a bunch of money to the survivors there in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Guess what? The Biden administration has appealed that order. I guess they want to use victims for politics, but they don't want to pay up when it was the government's responsibility.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver. And the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, "We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know." If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day. With integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Communication's a top priority with commercial builder Tommy Klein Construction. A 20-year-plus Tommy Klein Construction customer said, "When we call, text, or email, the majority of the time we get a response back within the hour. Many times they call us before we have a question with updates on our projects. And with Tommy Klein Construction, if there's a need for an adjustment or warranty, they give it top priority as if it were their own building." Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them, 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. A WHO flu update: boosted Americans show higher COVID-19 infections compared to the unboosted. CDC data reveals. Frank Bergman at SlayNews.com put this together. I did click through and check the source document. CDC, he's correct. Those who receive booster shots have a higher rate of infection of COVID compared to those who did not get boosted. According to the latest CDC data, shows breakthrough infections worse in those who received at least three shots of the vaccine over the vaccinated but unboosted. Left-wing CBS News reporting that week of April 23rd showed the boosted Americans are catching COVID at nearly the double the rate of those who had not been boosted. Even CBS said that. It's all so amazing. All so amazing. And this story by our friend Holly Hansen from a few days back from the Texan.news needs to be mentioned. This woman, so brave, so tough, Dr. Mary Talley Bowden in Houston and some others. Group of doctors have filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the FDA over the FDA's attempts to block the use of ivermectin to treat WHO flu. Filed in the U.S. Southern District Court in Galveston, the complaint notes the FDA's approved ivermectin for human use since 1996 for a multitude of diseases, but after the onset of COVID-19 pandemic, the agency began pushing documents and social media posts to give the impression that the antiviral drug was dangerous for human consumption. The plaintiffs, doctors Mary Talley Bowden, Paul Merrick, and Robert Apter, argued the FDA acted outside of its authority and illegally interfered in their ability to practice medicine by publicly directing health professionals and patients not to use ivermectin. Bowden, Houston ear, nose, and throat specialist, asserted during the virtual press conference that she had kept 3,900 COVID patients out of the hospital by using ivermectin and other medications, but the FDA statements interfered with her work. Quote, "The FDA smear campaign against ivermectin is a daily hurdle I must overcome. Still 2.5 years into this, this is still a hurdle. Pharmacists won't dispense it. Insurance companies won't pay for it. And I have patients who want reassurance that it's safe to take. I tell them it's actually the safest medication I've ever prescribed." By the way, you can say the same thing for hydroxychloroquine. FDA publications and actions cited by plaintiffs include a 2021 social media post with pictures of a horse captioned, "You're not a horse, you're not a cow, seriously, y'all stop it," and a link to an agency article, the FDA article, titled, "Why You Should Not Take Ivermectin to Treat or Prevent COVID-19. According to the plaintiffs, the original article stated the FDA's official position against using ivermectin without acknowledging that doctors could legally prescribe the drug. Complaint cites U.S. code stating the FDA, quote, "may not interfere with the authority of a healthcare provider to prescribe or administer any legally marked device to a patient for any condition or disease with a legitimate healthcare practitioner-patient relationship," end quote. Merrick is an internist and critical care doctor certified by boards in the U.S., Britain, Canada, and South Africa, told reporters ivermectin is a highly effective drug for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19 and one of the safest drugs on this planet. Saying there were more deaths associated with the use of Tylenol than ivermectin, Merrick said the FDA's illegal attempts to block the use of ivermectin could be responsible for between 400,000 and 600,000 COVID deaths. He added, there have been 1,000 times more deaths related to COVID vaccinations over the past year and a half than ivermectin-related deaths over the past 25 years. The CDC reports there have been more than 1 million American deaths involving the COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. Early COVID treatments met opposition from other government agencies. Texas Department of State Health Services issued poison warnings about ivermectin. And in 2020, the State Board of Pharmacy tried to prohibit prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine dispensed without a diagnosis, but abandoned the rule 6 weeks later. That was due to political pressure. Apter, a license to practice medicine in both Arkansas and Washington, claims to have completed over 6,000 patient consultations for COVID with the patient survival rate of 99.98% and says the FDA statements have interfered with his ability to exercise medical judgment. And it just goes on, and we pretty well know this, and if you get out of the country, you realize these drugs have been used greatly. And again, ivermectin's been prescribed millions and millions of times all over the world for humans. This was all propaganda and lies from our federal government, trying to shade it. You had to parse the words to make it appear that, and you had the local media picking up on this stuff that, it's an animal medicine. Well, yeah, they just like most medicines, they're veterinary versions of a lot of medicines. But they were trying and continue to try to tell people that these anti-inflammatories like hydroxychloroquine aren't good to use for an inflammatory disease, and yet they work incredibly well, and ivermectin's proven to work incredibly well. I'm so glad these doctors continue to stand up and fight back on behalf of all of us, liberty and sanity. Let's take a quick look at today in Texas history. This was the date I remember so much covering it here on the radio for, and it's infuriating. In 2008, on the 8th of June, that's when somebody started the fire at the governor's mansion in Austin by throwing a Molotov cocktail on the front porch. Praise be to God that most of the historic paintings and furniture, because they're irreplaceable. They were in storage because there was a renovation ongoing. Governor Perry and Anita were living upstairs, though they had moved to a private home during the renovation, but we never caught that person, ladies and gentlemen. It's also the date, 1835. Remember, the Revolution begins in 1836, really late 1835 in Gonzales. This is before that. And I bring this one up because I want to remind people how much you're being lied to by the left, the media, all these people about, you know, they're trying to, it's not just that the stuff about the U.S. history, they're trying to, Texas Monthly and others running these authors and trying to tell you that the Texas Revolution was about slavery, and it was anti-Mexican. And, you know, even George P. Bush said the Alamo's presented divisively. And when these people speak, it's very clear that they're either just political leftist revolutionaries or they're just ignoramuses who know nothing. I'll give you this a little bit from 1835. It was this day, Agustin Viesca, the governor of our state in Mexico, when we were part of Mexico, Coahuila y Texas, Coahuila and Texas, was arrested trying to cross into Texas. He'd taken office in April during controversy between Saltillo and Monclova, I've been to both places, over location of the state capital. The legislature disbanded and authorized the governor to move the seat of government to any site he might select. Viesca decided to move the capital to Bayard, to where San Antonio is, because this was a big gripe. I mean, it was just impossibly far to go and do government business in this giant Coahuila y Texas. So he was going to move it to San Antonio, to Bayard. And he urged Texans, listen to me, he urged Texans, the governor, the Mexican governor, to rise up against the anti-Republican movement. In other words, the Centralistas that Santa Anna had switched to. You see, this was a big revolution with states in Mexico in revolution before and after the Texas Revolution. And these people lie to you. And they want to lie to your children. They want to lie to everybody and tell you that it had nothing to do with that. It was a bunch of Anglos that wanted to, you know, beat up on Mexicans, and they totally ignore what was really going on. Just, that was a good little Texas history thing to remind you of, my friends. By the way, Viesca died in 1845. Our look at Texas history sponsored by USA Investigations, providing security, witness interviews and statements, surveillance, criminal and civil investigations, including financial fraud, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. All right, my friends, I've got a lot of other headlines to move to. Let's see how many we can get in the rest of this segment. Governor Abbott's appointed the student regents to all the university system. UT student regent's going to be Nilesh Matala of Sugar Land, a doctor, medical doctor pursuing a degree. Texas Tech system is another medical doctor. Hanny Michael Anabi at El Paso at the College of Medicine be the new student regent for Tech. Demetrius Harrell, junior of commerce for A&M, and the others are out there in the press release at the governor's website. By the way, the Mexican president vows to influence American elections. That's another headline. That ain't going to work. Back in a moment, my friends.
Brad on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Mike and Jason find and rehab good condition, good reputation work trucks that can help you and your business. Half ton all the way up to 2 ton work trucks. Mike and Jason are hands-on, finding trucks and working on them in the shop. Call them at 806-687-1115 or go to specialtytrucksoflubbock.com to get Mike or Jason's cell number. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
And now a man who asks, if you're afraid of the law-abiding being armed, just what do you ask businesses to do about criminals? Think a sign effectively bans them too? It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Actor Matthew McConaughey, who knows how to act, really just fooled a lot of people yesterday with this television thing. An emotional plea to challenge gun ownership laws. And the big report at Fox News was written not by a political reporter or anybody, but by Tracy Wright, their entertainment writer, because essentially that's what this is. This is an acting job. McConaughey said gun ownership should be nonpartisan. It's funny how they always claim that. That's silly. And he argued that people in power failed to act. Well, that's not true. And well, let me give you an example. He said we need background checks. Well, where do we not have background checks? People in power acted on that years ago, and the NRA supported part of it. We have background checks now. Robert, they're not. They say every day there's no background. No, there's a background check. Anytime you buy a firearm or transfer a firearm through a firearms dealer, there's a background check. That's it. There's no loophole. That just, the laws don't cover a private transfer. And the idea that that's going to fix anything, now that I would have to go through a transfer background check to sell my shotgun to my brother privately, that's insane, because the criminal elements, are they going to stop and take it into a store and do a background check? No, they're just going to buy a weapon the way they've always bought contraband. That's why this is utterly stupid. It's non-intellectual, and it's such a lie. We need background checks as if we don't already have them. Claims people haven't acted. Guns are extraordinarily regulated. And he says we need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. Why? An AR-style rifle works exactly the same way as any other rifle. That is a fact that, for some reason, people seem incapable of understanding. It's simply cosmetics. We already did this in the Clinton administration. They claimed that these things that looked a certain way were, quote, assault rifles, which actually an assault rifle means fully automatic fire. Those are heavily regulated. You have to have special licenses. And it didn't have one iota of effect on the crime rate. Even the lefty analyst had to admit to that later on. It's silly. AR rifle to 21. Why? Because everybody, the media has told everybody this is some kind of special rifle. You know, it has powers that reach into people's heads and make them murderers. It's insanity. It's the most common kind of rifle we have now. They've been popular for a long time now. And he said we need a waiting period for those rifles. Really, what good's that going to do? In other words, now, first of all, with the way sales have been, a lot of times you do have to wait a long time to get anything anyway because they're out of stock. That's been going on for a long time. But more importantly, if you're talking about his hometown, Uvalde, that kid, if you look at that, apparently he planned this stuff, waiting. How would that stop him? I mean, he planned it, he ordered them, he went the whole deal. It's not like it was a crime of passion where he just went out that afternoon, bought the rifle, and then went to work. This is crazy. And we need red flag laws, he says. Now, these laws are just completely unconstitutional because they take your basic human rights away in a way that denies you other more fundamental human rights, and that's the right to due process. That just anybody can claim whatever. That's just Soviet informing type stuff. Oh, well, that guy's dangerous. Well, what do you mean? It's crazy. And then he said, we need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them. So we don't have consequences? What more can we do, Matthew McConaughey? If you abuse the right to gun ownership, you go to jail. And in some cases, you get the death penalty. You see how, I know people say, oh, he was good. He was, no, he wasn't. You're just not listening with your intellect. You're listening with all emotion and turning your intellect off. What he's saying is embarrassingly stupid, and we need consequences for those who abuse them? Excuse me. What more consequence are you going to have? Are you going to start shooting their spouse and their children too? Is that what you're suggesting? I mean, you know, the Old Testament, you know, the whole family gets murdered because of something somebody did. I mean, what more can we do besides arrest them, prosecute them, put them in jail, and even oftentimes give them the death penalty? But what he said was basically we don't have consequences because that's what he's saying. And we don't have background checks, but we do. He said, we're in a window of opportunity right now that we have not been in before, a window where it seems like real change can happen. Yeah, exactly. Never let a crisis go to waste, especially for the further empowerment of government over our lives and the permanent removal of our rights as free people. That's all this is about. He recalled, quote, learning responsible gun ownership while growing up in the small South Texas town of Uvalde. Yes, responsible people, non-criminals, don't commit crimes. So why is the push to hold responsible people who are responsible with their firearms responsible for the actions of those who acted irresponsibly? This is absolute balderdash. And by the way, all of a sudden he's a Second Amendment guy, but we just need some common sense. Folks, he's called for extreme gun control many times, including gun bans, just like old Beto Poncho. At a 2018 rally, not that long ago, for the anti-Second Amendment March for Our Lives group in Austin, he was a speaker. And he called there, it's on tape, it's all over the internet, for law-abiding gun owners to, quote, take one for the team and give up their gun rights, including the ability to own semi-automatic rifles of all types, like your little 22. In all magazines that have a certain amount of ammunition. He's a gun banner all along, a guy that's made a fortune using firearms, shooting people up in movies, modeling the behavior for these twisted minds that end up doing these bad things. One, let's ban the assault weapons for civilians, which, of course, we don't have any. That's what he said. This is a no-brainer. And to my friends out there, the responsible owners of these assault weapons that they use for recreation, please, let's take one for the team and set it down. He called for this stuff in 2018. And that's where you know Matthew McConaughey is not the upstanding, honest, sincere person you may have thought he was from listening to him, because he's approaching it now as, hey, I had guns all my life. I've used guns. I'm not against guns. But, you know, this situation's really much worse. He's essentially, in that sense, a liar. And you got Texas Monthly, Texas Liberal Monthly, put Christopher Hooks writing a big, long story. Greg Abbott once promised to end school shootings, but after Uvalde, his tone has changed. Well, first of all, that's just like his border stuff. Greg Abbott has a habit of saying preposterous, hyperbolic statements, and he did make them, and I commented on it at the time after the Santa Fe High School shooting. You're not going to stop any kind of crime like that. Murder's murder. People are going to do things. You can deter it. You can do things to try to stop it early. And it was dumb. And now his tone's changed and all this. What is that? It's just a political hit piece. Texas legislature taking first look into the Uvalde shooting, but testimony is going to be private. The House Investigative Committee begin its first meeting 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, chaired by our good friend Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock. They'll have welcome words, and then they go completely in private and talk to DPS officials. It is absolutely a review of evidence, physical evidence and otherwise. They want to know what took place before making it, the Democrats want this to be a big clown show. They want it to be a big media circus. Well, you can't do this kind of thing in that. And they claim there's no need for delays. Yeah, we need to know what really happened. We need to know, did the police department really not responded? They just decide not to do anything. There's a lot of important things here. The Senate committee is set up a little bit differently. The legislature does, they said this can be private because it's quasi-judicial. And under state law, they have the authority to compel testimony concerning a matter under inquiry, even for witnesses who invoke their Fifth Amendment right. State law says witnesses forced to offer incriminating testimony cannot be indicted or prosecuted. In other words, they're given immunity. This is a serious issue, and Representative Burroughs is going to take the investigation very seriously. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House is against the Lieutenant Governor and getting these guys the shields they need to go into a situation like that.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
At Las Brisas, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free, the same for the exclusive Meijer Natural Angus beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef. Fish is flown in fresh several times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all five stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years, through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
It's an Abilene Sunday tradition. Mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak. Fabulous veggies served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. All from Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene. Bell's Chicken Dinner House serves you fantastic fresh food every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. And on Sunday, it's the perfect traditional after-church lunch. The catfish is fantastic, too. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Liberty is hard, which means putting up with things you may find objectionable. Now here's a man the enemies of liberty object to. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. That was our Lone Star story of the day. What is responsible about punishing those not responsible for murder? And don't buy this McConaughey, Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment common sense. He's been out speaking to anti-Second Amendment people and gun ban stuff for years. Now, let's get to the news out of Uvalde. Again, yesterday evening, the school district police chief did not appear at a city council meeting in Uvalde, despite being newly elected to the panel, according to Mayor Don McLaughlin. Said he couldn't explain why the district police chief Pete Arredondo wasn't at the brief meeting. So I don't know why, and he's laying very low, and that's why these investigative committees have to get really serious over this. And I've criticized school district police departments forever. I think they're just a huge waste of time. You're just paying extra taxes for duplicative services. And I was glad to see Dr. Derek Cohen at the Texas Public Policy Foundation pen a piece after Uvalde, should Texas let school districts run their own police departments? And he goes into the detail here, and this is a key part of it. There are practical questions posed by this duplicative system as well, and Texas schools are funded in large part through ad valorem taxes on property, making up single largest levy most property-owning Texans pay. Similarly, both counties and cities levy a tax against that same property as well as any number of special purpose districts. In the case of law enforcement, a property owner may be paying for three overlapping layers of the same service: the school district police department, the municipal police department, the sheriff's office, each of which provide policing services. And then he goes into that police training is not the same. School resource officers have to have additional active shooter training, but they don't have access usually to tactical training in the larger departments. And he just goes on to point out this whole thing's rather ridiculous. He says, in June, two trade organizations that represent school district police department stakeholders, the Texas Association of School Resource Officers and the Texas School District Police Chiefs Association, will be holding their separate conferences at hotels off the Riverwalk in San Antonio, you know, not far from where all this happened in Uvalde. It'll be interesting to see, he writes, if the events prompt self-examination of both the form and function of these departments. No, they won't. The call will be for more money in bigger departments. Instead of, why are we doing this to begin with? Why don't we leave taxpayers, you know, why are taxpayers having to pay for these duplicative services? Let the local PD or sheriff's office provide the policing. He says the onus is on school districts to prove this model actually keeps children safe and is not just another avenue to a government pension, which is what it is. It's exactly what it is. By the way, Odessa's mayor, fine Republican, Javier Hoven, I don't know if he says it Joven, but in Spanish it's Hoven. Javier Hoven announces active shooter training task force. He's putting them all together. He's got a big statement out. He says, I'm announcing formation of the mayor's active shooting training coalition and requesting the involvement and cooperation of all local law enforcement agencies, schools, churches, and business owners to participate in a comprehensive and ongoing training program to prepare our community to react quickly and decisively to any threat posed by an active shooter. This initiative will not be a one-time event, but will be designed by skilled and trained professionals to provide initial training for all interested parties, followed by regular and consistent follow-up training in real-life situations. There's a little bit of leadership. And this will make the some people very, very angry because they just, for whatever reason, they just are so wed to the idea of taking mind-altering drugs. I mean, things that like marijuana. Madeline Kearns, writing at National Review Online's A Corner today, points out that Alicia Finley has a good piece in the Wall Street Journal on cannabis and the violent crime surge. Alex Berenson, author of Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence, pointed out that the New York Times had curiously removed from an article about the Uvalde school shooter a former co-worker's recollection that he complained about his grandmother not letting him smoke weed. The Times didn't append a correction to the stories might be expected to do when fixing a factual inaccuracy. It's because they want to cover this stuff up, folks. Assuming the edited detail was accurate, it would fit a pattern. Mass shooters at Gabby Gifford's constituent meeting in Tucson, Arizona in 2011, that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado the following year, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando in 2016, First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs in 2017 in Texas, and the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018, These shooters were reported to be regular marijuana users. Now, Sirach, it could be coincidence, but increasing evidence suggests a connection. And I don't know why that is so hard to understand, given that it's a mind-altering drug. And yeah, I guess there are some, I don't know, regular people who use it, but most of the people I know that use it, that I've known who think they're regular people, are not regular. They're people who are often trying to escape from reality by altering their mind with drugs. It's just, this stuff just doesn't stop, but don't buy the McConaughey acting. That's what you saw, ladies and gentlemen, was nothing but acting. He has called for gun bans and all this stuff before. He has a long history of it. Switching gears, there was a big piece out that Janice Jacks, that Jack, the federal judge in Waco, who wants to run our entire Health and Human Services Commission and all that, one of these old lefty judges that likes to run the state. And look, the thing is, she's looking to file contempt charges now, levy contempt charges against Texas for child welfare failures. And of course, if you listen to her and all the stuff they come up with, most of it is just the same old thing. If we just have more government, if we have bigger, better funded bureaucracies, everything will just be fine. It's all stupid. We did act, and we acted strongly on this, and Katie Gray at KMAC whatever the next star had a good piece talking to State Senator Charles Perry about this. And he was asked about laws passed over 5 years ago to try to get the foster care stuff taken care of. Charles Perry said it's frustrating. He said nothing's changed. We still have kids not getting placed. We still have kids in environments that we wish they weren't. We'd hope these systems in place, to look back and see what we need to tweak, adjust, or make recommendations for different approaches. But no, we got no data because the system hadn't been in place. So as a legislator, I'm very frustrated. He said the states had plenty of time to move at a faster pace. Yeah, but who are we asking to move? Huge, lethargic government bureaucracies. Quit putting your faith in government. I'm not saying we don't try to fix things. I think the legislature took a lot of very good acts. But this federal judge keeps telling everybody what to do. Well, they took the X. Well, the government didn't do anything. Well, what's she suggesting? Nothing but more government. So more slowness and more wasting of money. Perry said there's no excuse why we should be sitting here near 2023 without those laws implemented. We just had an agency that's failed to deliver, plain and simple. There's a lot of repercussions from that. And whereas the legislature have had our belly full of that, to be perfectly frank, we're done. We're going to get action, with or without leadership that's there. And one of the problems here is the governor. The governor has power over these directors of these deals, and Abbott just hasn't done what needs to be done, in my opinion, to force the agency. He's the executive branch of government. The legislature acted. The government is not moving to do what needs to be done, and where's the governor on it? And, oh, so many other things. Simone Biles, our Texan, and all these others, Ali Rasmussen, they and the other Olympians are seeking $1 billion from the FBI because it turns out the FBI knew this doc was molesting these gymnasts and didn't do a darn thing about it for over a year and let him go on molesting these kids. And, of course, that'll be like the Sutherland Springs thing. The Biden administration will probably fight back on that because, you know, government. When the government screws you over, folks, even literally, don't expect relief. And this is why it is very dangerous to turn to government all the time for everything. I mean, there is government that's needed. There is regulation that's needed. There are things that are needed. But it's no panacea, and yet people act like it. Pass a law. We won't have another shooting. Well, it's already illegal. How come that didn't work? Told you we were loaded up and you needed to listen fast. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central at Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.